Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. We have over around 32 ships on the ship schedule today, so it's just huge. Lots of vessels coming into the river, a whole bunch in the Astoria anchorage, and some outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. In our marine weather forecast, we've got high pressure remaining over the northeastern Pacific this week, but several lows are going to move down along the coast, kind of that pattern of one storm after another. The strongest of these will likely arrive tonight into Wednesday, while another low will enter our coastal waters later in the week. We have a small craft advisory in effect from this evening through tomorrow afternoon. Today, west winds could get as high as 20 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the west 2 feet high at 4 seconds, and westerly swells 5 feet high at 14 seconds apart. And there's a secondary swell out there from the northwest, 4 feet at 8 seconds. Rain, and we do have king tides, so expect the tidal swing to be big and strong ebb currents in the river during that time, and also higher than normal high tides. So take a look at those tide tables. And today we're going to be talking about a rescue earlier this year. I think it happened in January in the Tillamook area, of some people who were on a personal watercraft and ended up needing to be rescued by the Coast Guard. And just some safety issues there that I just wanted to talk with you about going out on our waters. But first, let's take a look at our ships coming and going for the day. We have over a dozen coming into the river this morning, starting this morning. The Yellowfin arrived from Russia this morning, probably went past Astoria about 4:30 a.m. on her way to Kalama. She'll be there by about maybe 9:30 or 10. She's going up there to anchor, but she's picking up wheat. The Ioannis K is arriving from China, headed for the Kalama anchorage. She passed Astoria maybe around 6:30 a.m., heading up to Kalama there to anchor, so maybe around 11:30 this morning she'll reach Kalama. The Goliath Leader is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver. She's got brand new Subarus on board. So a very high-sided car carrier going by. Past Astoria probably around 7:30 this morning. That would put her in the Vancouver area around 1:30 this afternoon. The Rosalia is arriving from Russia, headed for the port of Vancouver, passing Astoria around 10:30 a.m. You might see her around 4:30 at the port of Vancouver. The Ocean Glory is arriving from Richmond, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's a wheat ship, and she will pass Astoria maybe around 10:30 a.m. inbound. The Auckland Spirit is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat eventually, but she'll arrive in the anchorage there maybe around 3 p.m. The Bonanza YR is arriving from Japan, also headed for the Rice Island anchorage, arriving there around 3:30-ish. She's a wheat ship as well. Lots of wheat carriers in the river this week, today so far at least. The Marie Lena is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll arrive there in the generally 3:30 time period. Another wheat ship. The Star Electra is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage, getting there maybe around 3:30, 4 o'clock. She's another wheat carrier. The Nasaka is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She is probably going to arrive there around 3:30 p.m. The Glovis Corona is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's headed for Portland. Brand new Hyundai's on board. She's a car carrier. The Maratha Pride is arriving from Russia, and she's headed for Kalama. She could have steel on board in the form of big, heavy coils of steel, which have to be very carefully lashed down. So a kind of a break bulk cargo is what this is called, if this is what she's carrying, big, heavy pieces of things, not loose bulk cargo like, say, wheat, something like that. So she could pass Astoria around 11:30 this evening, headed for Kalama, get there about 5 hours later. And the Darlia K is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's another wheat ship. She'll be passing Astoria around 12:30 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Well, I have so many ships, I'm going to just leave it there. I'll see if I can put this up on the Ship Report website so you can take a look at the gigantic ship schedule we have today. But there are other things I do want to talk with you about today. And one of them, well, it centers around safety. So I want to share this article with you earlier in January. Some people were rescued near Tillamook in the water, clearly in the winter time. on a what is basically a jet ski, kind of a watercraft, a personal watercraft. And so let me just read you the story. A man and a woman used a handheld marine radio to call for help after a wave flipped their boat about 5 miles southwest of Tillamook Wednesday morning, the U.S. Coast Guard said. This was back in January. Crew members say the pair were fishing off a jet propulsion type watercraft near Neetarts Bay and called for help around 8:45 a.m. An officer who assisted in the rescue said if it were not for the radio and the life jackets and the wetsuits the man and woman were wearing, their chances of rescue before hypothermia set in would have been slim. So they were picked up by the Coast Guard. They were taken to Garibaldi to receive medical attention. They were shivering but responsive. So, you know, clearly these folks were prepared. They had radio, they had wetsuits, they had life jackets on. But still, they got in trouble, and they were in a kind of a watercraft, a personal watercraft that really, well, it's more of a thing that you would use on a lake in warm weather than you would use around here. And so I guess I just wanted to talk a little bit about the decisions that we all make when we go out in a vessel and what, once again, what a formidable place we live in. We have cold water. We have unpredictable waves. We have heavy currents. Even offshore in the ocean, we have heavy currents. We have rip currents that pull people away from shore. Yesterday, I drove down by the water in Hammond, and just that place you can go down by the marina and drive out there and sit and look at the water. And I just happened to be there during the max ebb point of the ebb current. And it was a big tidal swing from almost 10 feet down to below. I was a minus tide. And the water was just rushing past the shore. I mean, it was just, there was a bird sitting in the water and it was just flying by. So there was so much water moving so quickly that a small boat out there under those conditions would have had a very hard time remaining under control. So I just want to say that even though this came out well for these folks, when you go out in a boat, when at least when I think of myself going out in a boat, I have to think, do I have a reasonable expectation that I'm going to be able to handle what happens without help? Am I really prepared for this? Because you can say the Coast Guard will come and rescue you, and certainly they will do their best, but people die waiting for rescue, even if they are prepared. So I would just say that going out in very cold water in a boat where there is no place for you to take shelter inside, no place for you to go if you get wet or seasick, is probably perhaps not the best choice. These folks were fortunate and prepared. They had a radio and they were able to tell people where they were. But, you know, if you look at most of the people who work in this environment out on the water, they have boats with cabins. They have boats, they're prepared with warm clothing. They have ways to take care of themselves if they get sick or get injured or anything like that happens. So just a cautionary note, as you go out on the water, you know, think about you and what you're prepared to do and what you're prepared to handle if something goes wrong. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.